Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Well, it's a story that's not going to go away anytime soon. The Gilgo Beach serial killer, allegations against Rex Huerman. New potential developments emerging in this case in the small town of Rock Hill, South Carolina. Yes, that's not near Long Island. Now, is it?
No, it's not. I want this story to go away, Tony.
No, I don't, because I think we're going to find a lot of dead people and we're going to find a lot of explanations, and a lot of families are going to get as close as you can get to closure when you discover who may have murdered your loved ones. And I think we're going to find bodies everywhere. Yeah. South Carolina, Las Vegas, more in Long Island. This is very interesting with this case in South Carolina, because he has property there, or his brother, we'll get to that. Aaliyah Bell Hall, an 18-year-old, vanished mysteriously in Rock Hill in November 25th of 2014. Significantly, Rock Hill is situated 20 miles from an undeveloped 18-acre plot of land that Huerman reportedly purchased. The local police force has confirmed that they are investigating Aaliyah's disappearance with a fresh perspective. The reopening of this case has sparked a glimmer of hope for Aaliyah's family, who for years have grappled with the unbearable unknown surrounding her abrupt disappearance. They're now urging authorities to search Huerman's property for potential evidence that could solve the longstanding mystery. They need to take ground-penetrating radar and go over that property. Because
this guy was burying people. So, I mean, there could be bodies anywhere at this point. I said this yesterday, he's got huge tentacles. He has been, like you said, Vegas. Now we're questioning what's this 18-acre plot of land for.
I'm wondering how many he's killed in Vegas, because talk about a place where you can very easily find a woman of the night. Whatever you want to say. And, you know, quite often those individuals don't have a lot of family that is, you know, looking for them or caring for them. Sometimes not a lot of friends, sometimes drug addictions. And you have a lot of times where if they go missing, there's no one that's going to be looking for them, or very, very few people. And then you also have to add the, it's true, it's not fair, but the police in general, you know, you're kind of bottom of the priority list if you're a sex worker versus the little girl who went missing down the road, or somebody's wife who went missing. It just doesn't quite get prioritized the same sort of way. I'm not saying it's right, but I'm saying it is a fact. It just is what it is. Recounting the painful journey her family has undergone, Aaliyah's aunt, Leroya Hall, shared with media outlets, "There have been numerous false leads in the past, but nothing concrete. She expressed hope that this fresh direction could bring them closer to the truth. People saw a dark truck close to where she vanished," she shared, hinting at a potential link with Huerman, who is known to have a very similar vehicle, which they found on the property. Rex Huerman currently faces charges for 3 murders related to the Gilgo Beach case, with the prospect of a 4th charge looming. And let's not forget there's 6 other bodies over there that we still quite not haven't connected to everything yet. Huerman's alleged victims were sex workers, although Aaliyah's relatives deny her involvement in sex work. They confessed hearing rumors of her disappearance that she had taken desperate measures to survive. Well, you may not want to accept that she was involved in sex work, but if you're hearing people use terms like she had taken desperate measures to survive, it usually means sex work.
Most often it does. Absolutely. I went to college with somebody that basically sold her body to pay for her tuition. And she often said, "I really don't care what anybody's opinion is. This was the way that I chose to get through college versus taking out $80,000 in loans." And it worked for her because she didn't have a lot of family. She didn't have a lot of resources. It's exactly what you talked about.
Yeah. Circumstances of Aaliyah's disappearance remain as mysterious as ever. She was last seen living in her uncle's house, or leaving her uncle's house, rather, around 10 p.m. November 25th, 2014, 2 days before Thanksgiving. Family members reported hearing screams and spotting a dark-colored vehicle near her location shortly before her disappearance. A spokesman for the Rock Hill Police Department announced that while they had not been contacted by other agencies regarding Aaliyah's case, they were investigating any potential links between her disappearance and Huerman. This development offers a glimmer of hope in that case that's remained unsolved and cold for nearly a decade. The Huerman investigation has brought new energy to cold cases across the nation. In Las Vegas, authorities are reviewing their cold cases after it was revealed that Huerman has a timeshare in a luxury condo near the Las Vegas Strip. Seems that his notorious case is casting long shadows across various unsolved mysteries all over the country. Closer to home, Aaliyah's family continues to hope for answers. Each year, on the anniversary of her disappearance, they release balloons, make social media posts, hoping to jog someone's memory or prick someone's conscience. It's now that 18-acre plot of land in Huerman's area he bought in Chester, coupled with a testimony about a mysterious truck, dark truck. This thread could provide that breakthrough into the search for the truth about Aaliyah's disappearance. Authorities recently finding his Chevy Avalanches on that property and have seized and are looking into those and digging into those to see if there's any evidence of blood, murder, things that would, point to activity of that sort in that area. So, Huerman cast a very large shadow, allegedly. At this point, I don't really know. You know, it's all alleged, innocent until proven guilty, but this is beyond damning.
Well, there's so many things that are beyond damning, and we've talked about it. His search history is just, it's not just obscure, weird things. It's very specific, horrifying things. And just people's interactions with him have been like, whoa, this guy, something's weird. It's just too coincidental. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have weird search histories. At least I know I do, especially now that I'm working for you. Mine are just off the chart. What the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
But it makes sense. In his case, he's an architect. Why are you searching these things?
Yeah.
You know, it just, it's
why is anyone searching? There's no one that should be searching for those things. There's no one that should be making those things. But we live in a world where that stuff unfortunately exists. And there's a very large market for it.
Yeah.
And they're all underneath our noses half the time.
It's disturbing.
Yeah, it very much is. I would... I'm good with like doing like a scarlet letter type thing with sexual predators where you have to wear it all over or it's like permanently like maybe it's something where it's attached to you physically, the scarlet letter or tattoo that they put on your forehead or something that's attached to you that lets everyone know that you are a sexual predator. Or maybe something where it's a GPS device. Then if you have the app on your phone that searches for sexual predators, it dings you saying you're near a sexual predator in the Walmart. And then you're like,
how about an Apple tag?
Yeah. Implanted in their body.
Yeah.
In an area that cuts off arterial blood to the heart.
Tony.
What? I mean, there's other nations where you do this short sort of shit. They kill you.
Yes. Oh, I know. You know, we live in the United States. It's amazing the chances we give to people, even when they are absolutely on the fringe. And yet we give them a little bit of grace and go, here you go. We're going to give you another chance. They offend. Oh, my God. It's just, you know, I love freedom. I do. But once you have crossed that line, your freedom needs to be taken away, you know?
Yeah. It does. It needs to be taken away forever. And I think in some cases, even more than the freedom needs to be taken away.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.